This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. For someone who's been homeless for a long time, moving into an apartment is a huge adjustment. 52-year-old Lenny Higginbottom of Roxbury knows that well. Higginbottom was homeless for more than two decades. This morning we told you about his long journey to get an apartment. It finally happened this past summer through the City of Boston's initiative to end chronic homelessness. In part two of her report, WBUR's Lynn Joliker tracks this latest chapter in Higginbottom's life as he settles into a place he calls home.
One of the things Lenny Higginbottom is enjoying the most about having an apartment is cooking. He's heating up some soup he made the other day. It's chock full of vegetables, beans, meat, and pasta. Some friends have come over for homemade Italian food.
Pasta shells, right. I did the little pasta, made the sauce.
He wants to get into baking and make sweet potato pie like his mother used to make. Higginbottom is feeling a lot less stress than he did in his old life.
It's peaceful. It's nice, quiet, and relaxing.
He says he spends time praying and meditating. He learned relaxation exercises during years of therapy for depression and bipolar disorder. But sometimes he needs to escape the quiet of being alone in his apartment. The 52-year-old is very much a people person. For the last 24 years, he lived mostly in homeless shelters and sometimes on the streets. He did prison time on drug charges. There were always other people around. That's one reason Higginbottom hasn't left his old life behind. On any given day, you'll find him somewhere in downtown Boston, like outside the Dunkin' Donuts at Washington and Boylston Streets, where we meet up with him, panhandling.
Morning, how's it going? Get the can on the way out. Morning, good cut on the way out. Have a good one.
Higginbottom says if he stopped doing this, he'd miss it.
Because I'm networked with a lot of good people down here. Professors, lawyers, doctors, business owners, and they all, you know, gave me a lot of advice.
Advice and encouragement to keep improving his life and trying to get housing, which he did. He says there are plenty of rude people who pass by on the street, though, too. So panhandling is hard, kind of like a job.
What do you say to the people who don't quite understand it and don't think it's like a job and think, well, now you have the apartment and you have the disability check. Why do you still need to ask other people to give you their money?
$753 does not last a month. When you take out some of that rent right then, you pay the phone bill, you've got a phone, then you fill the fridge up, food stamps or not, whatever. Thank you, have a good one, man. Yep.
Higginbottom pays $211 a month in rent. He gets supplemental security income from the Social Security Administration, the $753, because of spine and nerve problems. On this day, he makes about $20 panhandling. Pocket change to take the T or bus or get something he needs for his apartment, he says. But that's just a short part of the morning. Higginbottom's next stop is less than a block away at St. Francis House. He spent countless days in this shelter. It seems just about everyone here knows him.
It's called the atrium. What's going on, everybody? They sit down here in the daytime, play games.
Higginbottom comes back here several times a week. He mingles, sharing his story with people at the shelter, telling them about programs they can get into, and encouraging them to believe they, too, can break out of homelessness.
You're hanging in and you're doing and just keep going on. The gold pot is right there. Before you get to the rainbow, it'll be set right there.
Oh, you got that right.
Stay strong. You keep on that blueprint you're using now.
Even though Higginbottom holds no official position, he calls this his advocacy or outreach work, and it clearly fuels him.
Lenny was giving back before he had a lot to give back.
Karen LaFrasia is president of St. Francis House. She's known Higginbottom for all of the 20 years she's worked here.
To have an authentic voice like Lenny and to know his struggles and then to see him come out on the other side with a place to live, it's a different kind of hope that you can give some people. And what happens for so many of our guests is that they've lost hope.
Higginbottom's hope waned at times over the years, especially when landlords turned him away because of his criminal record, even though he had a Section 8 voucher to subsidize the cost of rent. There was always some barrier to overcome or red tape to clear. But then, early this past summer, he got one of dozens of apartments the Boston Housing Authority has set aside for people who've been chronically homeless.
So do you do any of the activities that they have in this building?
When I catch them, yeah. I play dominoes with the guys downstairs.
Retha Watson is one of Higginbottom's case managers. She's a housing placement specialist at Pine Street Inn, and she checks in with Higginbottom over the phone or at his apartment a couple times a week.
You're doing excellent. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
She's been working with him to get a cell phone. She talks with him about budgeting his money. Watson and Higginbottom's other case managers make sure he keeps up with visits to his psychiatrist and primary care doctor. And Watson encourages Higginbottom to stay focused and disciplined. His depression and bipolar disorder seem to be in check. But he also used to struggle with addiction to crack cocaine. He acknowledges he still drinks some alcohol and smokes marijuana. He says those never caused a problem for him.
So if you see people doing something that kind of reminds you of your past, what do you do?
Well, something that might trigger me to go back to that past. You know?
So you walk away?
If you got to use that strength, walk away.
I'm glad, like, he's talking about remember when, you know, because of his addiction. You have to be real, real careful of your interactions with other people on the street. One bad decision away. He can lose everything.
Higginbottom's biggest goal is to gain one more thing now that he has a home. Relationships with his four children, who range in age from 16 to 31.
Because when I wasn't in their life and I was homeless, it was the thoughts of them to get back to them if I ever get a house. So they helped me without being in my life, but they were in my life and my thoughts, my prayers, and in my heart.
His hope shows no limits now. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.